brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are simulcasting the second, third, and fourth hour today of the syndicated radio broadcast at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Thank you so much for joining us. We have ABC News, Nightly News, ABC Nightline. They're doing two TV shows. Supposed profiles on Alex Jones. I can't imagine that the dinosaur corporate media is going to be too friendly towards us, but these two gentlemen do seem friendly and nice. The particularly bad hit pieces, they usually are very cold. But we'll all sit here with bated breath waiting until next week to see what they do. Who knows? Maybe I'll even haul the ABC News correspondent in here. I should have asked him before we went live if he'd like to sit in for 10 minutes with us today and ask me questions live on air. You know, we've done that with quite a few other networks over the years. They've decided to come in and do a few minutes with us live. And in fact, this fellow hosts the ABC Nightly News sometimes. Quite a big shot. In fact, print me up his bio for folks that are just now tuning in. And I guess they're the lucky few over at ABC. They just let go 25% of their workforce. But hey, they're not the only ones. I mean, tens of millions of people have lost their jobs. Unemployment's really over 20%. The federal government says 10%, but all these mainline analyst firms say it's 22%. None of us are really going to have any jobs of any quality if we don't turn this country around. That's the point I make a lot. I want to make that to ABC News. We're all in this together. I mean, there's very few people, some of your corporate chiefs, that stand to gain from this new world order. Now, this is a system meant to shut off resources to the general population. I mean, that's the plan that the White House science czar covers in his 1,000-plus page book, Eco-Science. The world government is about shutting down human development and productivity for the general public. And then only the elite will have access to the life extension technologies and to the higher forms of education, and that'll be sequestered in their government/corporate reservations. And so most of you inside the ABC News corporate reservation, you need to know that you're going to be culled out politically over the years and lose your jobs. And that is the nature of this system. We better stand together, ladies and gentlemen, or we shall surely all hang separately in this new world order. And look, I want to challenge the people at ABC News. Actually go read Eco-Science. Watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. There's an online bibliography for it, whatistheendgame.com. Find out the truth for yourselves. Don't believe me. You know, we were talking in the coffee room before I went live today with the ABC News crew, and I explained to them, look, they want world government as a means to an end to carry out this global eugenics program. And I explained to them that thousands of documents, thousands of news articles, UN documents, biological diversity assessments. And I noticed I kind of lost them there. They were kind of looking at me like, really? Man, this guy's from another planet. No, I'm informed about what's going on. It's kind of like this. It's like, here's the analogy. It's like I teleported from 2010 back to, say, 1,000 years ago, where Mexico City is today, the heart of the Aztec kingdom. And if I could speak their Mayan language, and if I walked up to them and I said, listen, you don't need to sacrifice thousands of people a week. You don't need to have bloodletting. You don't need to sacrifice your children. I assure you, your crops will still grow even if you don't do this. They would all look at me like I'm crazy. If I teleported back to 1939 Germany and told Adolf Hitler, look, you don't need to start these wars and kill all these people, he'd look at me like I was crazy. So if you went back to Julius Caesar's time when they were crucifying people for no reason and told them, please don't do this, Julius Caesar, you'd be crazy. So by that yardstick, because I'm against illegal wars, I'm against torture, I'm against secret arrest, I'm against foreign banks robbing us with impunity, I am the outsider to the system. I mean, we've got a broken back, capitulated, acquiescent population, and no one's more acquiescent than the people that work for the system. They just roll over, do what they told, and that's why their children have no future.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks. the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is better than rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better than rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
betterthanrocks.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is the toll-free number to join us. Your call's coming up in the next segment. In the next hour, Senator Graham, gay scandal goes national and viral. That's the word is he's being blackmailed to do all these unpopular things. I mean, his re-election is in deep danger. He doesn't care. He says, I want carbon taxes. I want open borders. I want to give the banks unlimited money. I'm in the hip pocket of the globalist. I've got to do this. That is what Senator Graham is pushing 24/7. And so hopefully he's going to be defeated politically. Okay, let's go ahead and get into the situation in Arizona. Now, think about this. Mexico has fully collapsed. I mean, that's been in the news, that Mexico has had 20-plus thousand deaths in the last year. Police are being killed. Citizens are being killed on our side of the border. Mexico is a narco-terrorist state. You've got the government waging war politically against cartels that haven't been laundering their money through the larger U.S. and Mexican banks. And we've got conservatively, Obama says 11 million. It's more like 30 million from the numbers we've seen. Illegal aliens, 80-plus percent of those 30 million are from Mexico. One single country. And you've got 100 million people in Mexico, and many of the people that come up here are fleeing the law. and they get up here, and the Mexican government at their consulates in the U.S. will give them consular matricula cards. They've done studies. The leader of the Republican House in Colorado a few years ago, we had him on. In just a few hours, got four different consular matricula cards for himself. So you can just walk in, get an ID card, and then U.S. banks accept it. The phone company accepts it. But if you're a citizen, you've got to have several different forms of identification. I've got an employee who once worked for Austin Energy a few years ago. And he talked about how when an old lady's $20 behind on their power bill, they turn their power off. When they're illegal aliens, they're told, they've had big meetings about it, let them have free power. And they just produce another consular matricula fake ID at the same address, and they get another 6 months of free power. 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities. And this has come out in the news, and it's also come out in the news in Austin, that you'll have a drunk-driving illegal alien. And the drunk-driving illegal alien will be released from jail, and then a week later run into a police car transporting a suspect. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that is going on a daily basis around the country. And then on top of that, I couldn't believe this. I mean, here's just one case point example of the types of things we've seen. What was it, 6 years ago, I went to a Mexican Independence Day rally in Austin. And the illegal aliens, not Hispanic Americans, but the illegal aliens and their supporters were out there waving Mexican flags and saying that the Southwest and Texas belonged to them in the plan of Oslin. And we showed you the video of this. And they had signs showing Texas to California, even part of Colorado, is going to go back to Mexico. That was transferred in the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. I mean, it was Native Americans that were here. Mexico never even controlled it. But Westerners from the United States did come in and were able to control it, and the rest is history. And so our public schools, our colleges, and the Mexican public schools and colleges teach a radical nationalistic hatred of the United States. And I was at this rally, and I saw these shirts that said the Plan of San Diego. And some of my Spanish reading and speaking listeners who were there protesting against them said, do you know what those green and black shirts mean that say the Plan of San Diego? And I said, no, what is the Plan of San Diego? And they said, well, it's a plan to take over the Southwest and kill all white people ages 16 and up. So I went home that night and I Googled Plan of San Diego and I saw all these Mecha websites and La Raza affiliated websites and the University of Texas and Mexican universities talking about the Plan of San Diego. I didn't know that Germany made a deal during World War I to have Mexico attack the U.S. and kill all whites 16 and older. And of course, Germany at one time with King Prince Maximilian actually had a royal down there and Germany built the railroads down there. They have an old relationship with Mexico. And so then I got a real education. I mean, I knew that La Raza's slogan is similar to the Ku Klux Klan's. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. I knew that. And I knew that the big Fortune 500 fund Mecha and La Raza. And I knew that the Ford Foundation funded it. And so I was somebody who'd protested the Ku Klux Klan many times. And you've seen those videos on YouTube where I've gone out and bullhorned the Klan and told them they're racist scum. And so when I learned that Mecha and La Raza were down there with signs saying for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. And we went and interviewed them and they said, absolutely, we're racial. This is a racial organization. You pilgrims need to leave. Whites are bad and you're dying and your culture's dead. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to get you. And so I was saying, well, I've protested the Klan, so I need to protest you. But then I didn't know there was a plan to kill all whites. And then I didn't know that that plan is being promoted again. And so I guess I'm supposed to just sit here and read where these government-funded and corporate-funded groups are openly talking about killing me and my wife and then my children. And so I found out more and more. And my wife does speak fluent Spanish. She lived, 5 years in Spain when she was in junior high. And so she speaks fluent Spanish. And so she now is on the lookout for this and sees the bumper stickers and sees the grocery stores and little towns that say it, you know, on their official signage. And imagine, well, that's why the Nazis tried this here in the U.S. Imagine if there's a group who speaks another language and the general public isn't aware how perfect that would be for infiltration and takeovers. Okay. So let's get one thing clear here. The government and the media uses guilt. Guilt. They say, well, you're against health care, you're a racist. Or you're against open borders, you're a racist. Or you're against government bailouts to banks, you're a racist. What does government bailouts and government-controlled health care have to do with race? It doesn't. But Chris Matthews and others in the mainstream media invoke race as a way to politically shut people down. Because, oh my gosh, I'm a white yuppie, I have all this guilt. Guilt for nothing. I've done nothing. I better just shut up. That's a political weapon. And then meanwhile, the mainstream media will not tell you what LaRaza's slogan is. They will not tell you about Mecha. They will not tell you about the plan of San Diego. And so just as I oppose, if we bordered Germany and Germany was here, and there were 30 million illegal Germans, and they were speaking in German about a plan to kill all Americans or anybody that wasn't German, I would talk about that. Okay, like the Hutus killing the Tutsis in Rwanda. And of course, the Hutus spoke a different language, so the Tutsis didn't know they were getting ready for it. And so because I'm aware of history, I've spoken out against it. You've got hundreds and hundreds of millions of people, 100 million in Mexico alone, all who want to come here. Going back 4 years ago, they wouldn't let the public see the amnesty plan, the immigration plan. It was secret in the House and Senate until Senator Sessions released it, and it even legalized felons. It allowed people to bring in six family members. It legalized everyone. It gave everyone a worker ID card, including U.S. citizens. So it makes us have a national worker ID that's a national ID under federal control for us, which is draconian and Orwellian, and then it just legalizes all the illegal aliens instantly. And that's the new plan they've got again. So imagine you've got all 50 states, you've got 800-plus cities that are sanctuary cities. They will not arrest illegals for drunk driving, for attacking people. They will not arrest illegals for driving without licenses. I mean, it goes on and on and on. This is in the news, and I've talked to Austin police. This is on record. There have been sheriffs who will arrest truckloads of illegals with the coyotes smuggling them in Tennessee and other states remote from the border. They call ICE. They call Homeland Security. They won't pick them up. Then it came out in mainstream news that when they do bust them in these stage raids for the media every few months, they then go give them green cards and give them government jobs. Or they use illegals to build a few miles of the fake fence they were building in Texas. Remember, that came out in the news. The government wants to overrun the country with people that will vote for gun control, vote for open borders, vote for big government, vote for welfare. And it couldn't work out better because Mexico's a country that's lost two wars with the United States and is one of the most nationalistic countries in the world, and who literally, you know, it is the national mantra. Remember a week after 9/11, they were having a soccer match and in Mexico City, and they were chanting Osama, Osama, Osama. I mean, let's just be honest. Let's just get it out on the table that you've got wonderful, hardworking, great, intelligent, family-oriented Hispanics that are the backbone of this country who are here in this nation. Okay? And they're great people. And then you've got the people from Mexico who stayed in Mexico and who were never part of this country. I mean, over a third of the people that fought for Texas independence were Hispanic. The father of the Texas Constitution is Hispanic. They don't teach that in the media either, so people feel included and to be part of this country. No, they invoke that it's evil and racist to want to control our borders against a country that's having military incursions into the U.S. and shooting at the National Guard every single week. They tell you that you're not allowed to speak out against that because global corporate interests want to break this country up and unionize it into a North American union. And so you have Arizona governor signs immigration enforcement bill, and you had a violent riot out there in front of the state house, and the media spun it like it was a good thing, while lying about the Tea Party saying they're violent when clearly they're not. You have the Democratic Party caught attacking their own offices in Denver to blame it on people. So this is the type of stuff that goes on, and I want to break this down when we come back. But you know what NAFTA and GATT did to this country. Do you need to have it explained to you what having totally open borders will do, especially with a country that hates this nation, Mexico? We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. We can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks to run up in China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
We are back live here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you don't know about the Plan of San Diego, hey, we're live on TV. Google the Plan of San Diego for viewers and listeners out there, but for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, let's just Google the Plan of San Diego. And one of the first links is University of Texas. You can also link to the Spanish websites, the major universities in Mexico. And it's taught that once And this is why you go to any rally, you see La Raza signs, you see Mecha signs, you see a map of the U.S. with the lower western third cut off and as part of Mexico. This is taught to everyone. And our media says, don't discuss it, don't talk about it, sit down and take it. Yeah, there's the University of Texas. Plan of San Diego. University of Texas, Plan of San Diego. With the outbreak of revolution in northern Mexico in 1910, federal authorities and officials of the state of Texas feared that violence and disorder might spill over in the Rio Grande. And then it goes in to what happened about the Revolutionary Manifesto, written and signed by South Texas town, San Diego, January 6, 1915. The plan, actually drafted in jail in Monterey, provided for the formation of a liberating army of races and peoples to be made up of Mexican Americans, African Americans, and Japanese. And it said to then go into the state of Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, and kill all whites above the age of 16. So, again, I go to a rally to see what these people are saying. There's Mexican flags everywhere. There's a Plan of San Diego signs everywhere about killing me and my family. And they're saying, bring back the Plan of San Diego, and laughing. And this is worse than Klan rallies I've gone and protested. And I've been there bullhorning the Klan, bullhorning the Aryan Nations. We've done it many times. But, of course, that's okay. The media says that's good, that's healthy. But don't talk about the fact that to this day the Plan of San Diego is promoted and pushed by a large minority of the illegal alien groups. Now, on top of that, if you go down to Mexico and you're a U.S. citizen, you've all seen the horror stories on the news, they'll arrest some teenager for no reason, suck $100,000 out of their family, beat them up, torture them, do whatever they want. Mexico's completely collapsed. We have a collapsing nation right next to it. If you try to go down there illegally and you try to boss them around, hey, how about people from the U.S. go down to Mexico, try to rally and protest? How about 10,000 gringos, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. How about we go down to Mexico City, and how about we protest? They'll come out with bullets, not rubber bullets. In Mexico, they gun down people with real bullets. And they'll just gun you all down, and it won't even be in our news. It might be in the back of the newspaper. They'd say, well, they were scumbag American Tea Party filth, because our big corporate government just loves the antagonistic, hateful, third world imploding black hole that is Mexico that they hope will just suck America into it. I mean, that's what's going on. And we're not supposed to sit here and talk about this and discuss it. We're supposed to be all guilty and just sit down and shut up. Well, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. I'm going to protest La Raza and Mecha and the Ku Klux Klan. I'm going to stand up against these hate groups, and I'm going to continue to expose them until my dying breath. Now, you get, depending on the poll, between 70 and 80 plus percent. In fact, I've got a poll on this today. In fact, guys, I had that in my stack. Will you reprint me the article that says 70% of Arizonans support Bill? Because I thought it was here in my stack. Oh, here it is. Rasmussen. 70% of Arizona voters favor new state measure cracking down on illegal immigration. Well, they're just Americans. So what they vote for? You know, the federal government, one of the three things it can do is have a military guard the borders and issue the currency and credit. They won't do any of the things they're supposed to do under the Constitution. We've got Mexican military incursions all over the borders, all over the Texas news, every single day, hardly ever on the national news. All of this is going on. U.S. citizens are being kidnapped and murdered en masse. Every week, homes are burned on the border. Ranchers are killed. In one night a few years ago, 14 houses were burned in a Plan of San Diego operation. There's rocket attacks, murder, houses being boarded up, people fleeing en masse. Sheriffs are telling people in South Texas, buy guns to protect yourself. We can't. It is literally a Mad Max scenario in South Texas, in West Texas, in areas of southern Arizona. Carnage, death, looting, kidnapping, murder, people running around with Mexican flags, screaming for race war, slaughtering all whites. And then I'm sitting here saying, boy, slaughtering all whites doesn't sound good. And I'm told to sit down and shut up. I'm going to come back and finish with this on the other side and then go to your phone calls. But this is just incredible. And then now the feds are saying they're going to come in and try to block Arizona. And now the feds are saying they've got to hurry and pass their immigration takeover because they've got to break the back of the states right now and kill America once and for all.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls.
I've got ABC News here, Nightline.
Here that hide behind this.
And they're saying, do you actually believe that Mexico wants to retake the U.S.? That is the stated goal by many members of the Mexican government and Mecha and La Raza and others. Pull up the plan of Aslan. Pull up Aslan. Aslan plan to take over Southwest. I mean, since the media's here, go to any of these illegal alien rallies and look at the T-shirts being sold, look at the T-shirts that are being worn, look at the signs. And it shows the United States with the lower part of it in the West, cut off in part of Mexico, because that did belong to Mexico. Now, there were six flags over Texas. The Spanish were here, the Mexicans, the French. Basically, everybody was fighting over this territory because it didn't have a governing system. But Mexico has no real claim over Texas and over California, and it's been our free market system that made this such a good place to want to move to. So I'm all for people moving here legally and lawfully. But if someone is running around seditiously, who's an illegal alien, waving a Plan of San Diego or a La Raza or Mecha sign, I mean, La Raza means the race. And the motto is, For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. Now, that is as Ku Klux Klan, as Aryan Nations, as it gets, but the media will not cover it. And the American people have discovered this. They've read the Mecha and La Raza websites. They've heard the mayor of L.A. talk about this over the years before he was mayor. They've all seen the video, and that's why the mainstream media is dying. Because you guys may have the big numbers, which are dwindling, but you have to keep reapplying. Everything's fine. These foreigners love you. They're good. They're sweet. They love America. Oh, look, we had some government PR firms hand out some American flags. Oh, look, everything's fine. Oh, everything's good. NAFTA and GATT is good. You're really going to love open borders. You're really going to love total amnesty. And once you've got another 30 million illegals, they are the tipping point to vote for taking private property. From the citizens, for taking our guns, our Second Amendment. You see, we're taught that this is a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a constitutional republic. And in a republic, 1%'s rights are just as protected as the other 99%. But as Thomas Jefferson said, democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. So in this New World Order democracy, they just bring in 51% foreigners and have them vote for, we're taking all your property, just like Zimbabwe or some other nation. No, the 51% says, you're our slave now. And that's how it works. The people that still have jobs, that still provide, that still hire people, are slaves to the giant hordes of people that live in this country and that are coming to this country from all over the world. And more importantly, the big central banks. The big central banks take about 90% of the money for themselves. And then they throw some chicken feed out to the horde that basically works for them. And the American people have figured this out. And so the jig is up. It's over. Now, we've got Judge Andrew Napolitano on tomorrow to look at this constitutionally. And he's saying that this will bankrupt the state of Arizona. He's saying it'll probably be ruled unconstitutional. But what do the states do when the federal government will not protect the borders and is on the side of foreigners who they're bringing in as a client? I mean, just last week, Obama had a big commencement speech where they were giving green cards to a bunch of illegal aliens that had been in our military for 3 to 5 years. I mean, the biggest army recruiting centers in the world are in Latin America and in Eastern Europe. Much of our military is made up of foreign troops now. It isn't foreign armies that are here. It's that our military is being turned into foreign armies, just like the British brought the Hessians in to this nation. And so, again, I want to explain how this is going to end. All of us are basically going to be reduced down to the level of people living in Nigeria, living in Mexico. We need to reach out to Hispanics that are in this country illegally and try to educate them about the New World Order. But it's a very sophisticated, I mean, the American people can't figure it out in most cases. And we have to freeze legal and illegal immigration because we have a private offshore banking cartel that has come in and incentivized bringing illegals in to get them on welfare and then weaponize them politically to bring down this republic. It doesn't matter what color you are, this New World Order and all the policies of this New World Order are destroying our economy. It is annihilating our system. Look at the incentives for NAFTA and GATT. Look at the incentives for corporations to move offshore. Everything is tailored to destroy our industrial society. What does Al Gore say? What does Maurice Strong say? What does the head climatologist at NASA say? They're using their phony environmentalism to, quote, shut down our industrial society, to seize control of what industry's left, to be able to selectively enforce and decide who can have businesses and who can't. This is a scientific 21st century corruption that is being put into place. So Arizona governor signs immigration enforcement bill. And she says that they ignored criticism from President Barack Obama on Friday and signed into law a bill supporters said would take handcuffs off police in dealing with illegal immigration in Arizona, the nation's busiest gateway for human and drug smuggling from Mexico. And then some said, well, this will be profiling. Ladies and gentlemen, they set up random checkpoints that the federal government funds at the state level to randomly search our cars for more than 15 years. That's unconstitutional. If you see a day labor site with 15 guys in cowboy boots and cowboy hats piling onto the back of the day labor car, I mean, you could have city regulators come over and say, you know, what's your permit for this? But no, that's all left alone. If my dad wants to build a fence around his house, bureaucrats harass him for 6 months and won't let him do it. But if the illegal aliens want to do whatever they want, they're left alone. And again, I've talked about a good family friend that I've known since I was a little kid who manages some of the biggest apartment complexes in Austin for the biggest apartment company in the U.S. And years ago, she was called into their Dallas meeting, their Christmas meeting, with hundreds of their top managers in this auditorium. And they said, look, the federal government has said they're going to leave us alone with regulations. They're going to let us basically do whatever we want. If citizens have two or three people in an apartment that's only supposed to have one, kick them out, make room for the illegal aliens. This is a secret incentive program. And then the AP reported about a year after that that banks are giving illegal aliens loans that they won't give citizens, saying, we know it's been a hard time for you. You know, we want you here. So see, free welfare, free everything in Austin, close to free power. Use any fake ID card you want to get the power turned on. When it gets turned off, just bring a new fake ID card in, and we'll accept that, but we won't do that from citizens. Again, this is a total discrimination takeover program of America. We have a cancerous, imploding, nightmare, narco-terrorist state, one of the most corrupt nations on earth bordering us, and a bunch of other corrupt nations below it in Central and South America, surging over into the United States, pouring over so fast and so furious. And these people are getting here, many of which are intelligent, hardworking people. But a lot of other ones are also criminal. They're fleeing the law in their nations. And they're getting here and being forged into a political weapon. And they're violating federal law. And then you get a state saying, look, they've killed so many cops. They've killed so many citizens. Our state is literally starting to fall apart like Mexico. We have got to start arresting these people and giving them to the feds to deport them. You know, when a cop pulls an illegal over for speeding or drunk driving, we're going to take them into jail. And the government says, no, you cannot arrest them for drunk driving or speeding, because once they get there, the judges just let them go. Think of this, because it is key to the New World Order to bring in this voting bloc to vote to take your guns and your private property. They've got to bring in groups that aren't American so they can divide the nation. Foreigners before had to come into Ellis Island, whether you were from China or whether you were from Ireland, and you had to show that you had allegiance to this country and that you were disease free. And then you came into the nation and people were thankful and wanted to learn the culture. But that we have a criminal government that wants to use these people as a weapon against this country, because our government is a corporate system that wants to absorb Canada and Mexico into this North American Union on record. And that's what we have to be made aware of. This is really happening. And the public is awake. And the feds are coming in to block this. But it's not going to work. Mexico is going to implode even faster. The states are going to go bankrupt even faster. The feds are going to try to come in with federalization. The illegals, just like they did in the early 90s in L.A., are going to riot again. And it is not going to work. But the hatred that New York and D.C. and the elites in L.A. have of this country is so deep, and they want to break the back of the middle class and rob them blind so badly. It's not enough the banks have stolen $28 trillion, that they want it all, and they want it now. So Arizona governor dismisses threat of economic boycott. Says the governor's dismissing the threat of economic boycott over the new state immigration law she signed last week. Appearing Monday at Arizona Town Hall in Tucson, Brewer said she doesn't believe law is going to have that kind of economic impact that some people think it might. Representative Raul Gravilva, a Tucson Democrat, has called for a boycott of convention businesses for the state, and other calls have come for a boycott of Arizona goods, services, and tourism because of the nationally controversial immigration law. Well, I mean, what about L.A.? What about California? People are boycotting the big government, the out-of-control taxes, the crime, by just leaving. And that's why the feds want to have this nationwide, so there's nowhere to run. Okay? How about we boycott Mexico? Well, you know what? That's already happened. Everyone I know isn't taking trips down there, and I'm not ever taking a trip down to Mexico again. I'm not going to Cancun. I'm not going to any of those places. Besides, you go there now, there's troops on the street corners with machine guns everywhere, and the whole society's falling apart. People aren't going down there because they know. I mean, I was down there 2 years ago with my wife and kids, took them down there to go scuba diving. My wife speaks Spanish, folks, and she had to hear how we're scumbag Americans and how much they hate us and how they can't wait to overthrow America. And she said, I don't ever want to come down here again. I grew up in Madrid. I know what they're saying. You go up and get something to drink at the counter, and it's like, here you go, scumbag filth, we're going to get you. I spit in it, ha-ha. And I'm just supposed to sit here and go, oh, great, great. Get free power in the cities. You're allowed to drunk drive. You're allowed to spit in my food. You're allowed to hate America and just run around and defecate all over the country and murder and kill whoever you want. And then we're supposed to just sit here and put up with it and love it and enjoy it. No, it's over. It's over. Here's another thing the media does. This is the biggest hoax they engage in here. I've seen the Gallup polls between 71 and 82%, depending on which major poll you look at, of Hispanic Americans that are American, as red, white, and blue as George Washington. And when they get asked, you want to control the borders, they say, absolutely, no amnesty. Why? Because they're not stupid. They're Americans, and they know NAFTA and GATT and open borders has destroyed their wages. They're not stupid. They can speak Spanish, a lot of them. And they're hearing it. They're hearing it. Every single day. My cousin grew up in Guatemala, and he speaks fluent Spanish, and he was a bartender in college, and you ought to hear the stuff he heard there. Okay? I'm sick of it. I'm learning Spanish just so I can hear what people are saying about me behind my back. It's over, and we're here ringing the alarm bell. We've done nothing wrong. We're good Americans of every race and color and religion, and we're not going to have a narco-terrorist, imploding, black ski mask thug state that brainwashes its kids up to the sixth grade, that's the average education level, that the U.S. belongs to Mexico, and that they're going to come up here and kill gringo. It's over. I know about it. The people know about it. It's over. It's over. Okay, we found out before the globalists could bring America down completely. We've got a fighting chance to stop this. And Hispanic Americans who love this country need to come out and speak out against this, because that's the big illusion. That's the big deception. That's the big brainwashing. That's the mind control, is that they sit there and say, oh my gosh, lawmakers are afraid Hispanics are going to get angry. That's a self-fulfilling process. That's mind control. They're telling Hispanics you should be insulted by this. They're telling Hispanics you should be upset if you're an American that people are saying we can't have wide open borders and 30 million illegal aliens running all over the country. The feds say 11 to 15 million. Just like when you say, I'm an American, I don't want the government running 1/6 of my economy via health care. And they say, you're a racist. They invoke that to make you sit down and shut up. They're the racist. We've got a stinking, wicked, evil, corrupt, illegitimate government that killed over 1 million Iraqis in the last 7 years, and over 1 million before that with the sanctions. The real racists that want to kill brown people are running our government. It just so happens to be Arabs and Muslims and Persians. Planned Parenthood, set up by Margaret Sanger and the Rockefellers, called black subhuman weeds. 51 to 52, depending on the year, percentages of black people are never born in this nation. More than half the black people that were conceived were never born. That's racism in the fake poverty pimp cloak that the establishment social engineers use. I'm here speaking out against the abortuary mills in the Hispanic areas of town murdering your children, okay? So I'm here telling you straight up, you've been brainwashed, you've been taught that it's okay to be racist, it feels good to all humans at a primitive level. You've been told it's this little secret and we're going to set it all up and the government's behind you and ha 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 and Obama's out telling the illegals to vote. All of this is going on, but we're here pulling the rug out from under them. We're here pulling the curtain back so people can see what's going on, so people can understand the truth of what's happening, the truth of what's developing. I mean, there was a riot. There have been actually several. And imagine how they demonize Americans. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter, when you go out and protest. But then when the illegal aliens rioted and attacked police, the police were told to use restraint and to shut up and go along with it. And the media said that some Tea Party provoked it with no evidence. And the guy looked like a provocateur from hell. We know they've been caught provocateuring over and over and over again. Here it is. Hundreds protest immigration law in Arizona. Hundreds of people gathered outside Arizona's Capitol building on Sunday in a largely peaceful protest, largely peaceful, against the state's tough new immigration law. Tough to enforce the law? I'm a big milk cow American citizen. The government looks at me like a mosquito, looks at something it wants to suck off of. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the selective enforcement. I've had enough of it. I'm done with it. I'm not putting up with it anymore. I'm tired of the discrimination. And I'm tired of racist groups, whether it's the Ku Klux Klan or Mecha or La Raza, running around spewing their racism. But here's the deal. There's not 30 million toothless Klan members in this country. There's probably not even 500,000 of them. And they get exposed by the media. But Mecha and La Raza don't. That's the big, dirty secret. That's the big, dirty secret that the mainstream media hopes that the American people don't find out. They hope you don't find out in many major U.S. cities, more than half the people in the lockup are illegal aliens that have committed violent crimes after they were released for other crimes over and over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, who was the railway serial killer? How many people did he kill and rob and rape before he finally got caught? How many times had he been released from jail? How many times had he been turned loose on the population? So again, we have a riot. Illegal aliens riot in Arizona. Media almost completely silent on it because the dominant media works for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, the main private shareholders in the Federal Reserve that have stolen $28 trillion in the last year and a half, and you ain't seen nothing yet. And they're going to use foreign armies of populations they brought in as a political weapon to stop us from saving America. They're bringing us down just like other countries.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You know, you take a few days off and coming up, one-child policies in China, forced sterilization, that's in the news. Our media says it's wonderful. I haven't even gotten into the Goldman Sachs testimony today, what's happening there. Also, they suspended flu shots for children in Australia because of deaths. Hell, here, when they have deaths, they accelerate more shots. It's working and intensify it. We're getting rid of these scum. Look, here's the deal. Anything the globalists are for, you've got to be against. Anything the New World Order is pushing, we know, is bad. And so I am all for legal immigration to this country. But no other nation on earth just lets people unlimitedly come in, especially if they come from a country that's lost two wars. And there's incredible dislike of the American people in Latin America because the media has demonized the American people, not the banks. It's the banks that have robbed and looted and controlled Latin America. And who are the banks then pushing for to bring in is unlimited numbers from Latin America, so we can then all be at each other's throats. If we had time to reach out to these people and educate them about what's going on, it wouldn't be an issue. And it's not as bad an issue, people from Central and South America. The big issue is Mexico. That's 80% or more of the illegals in this country. And Arizona says, when we stop somebody for drunk driving and they're an illegal alien, we're going to go ahead and arrest them. And they see, think about what that means. They can't do anything with them. They have no IDs, so they have to let them go. And Arizona's saying, no, when you commit another crime, we're also going to get you for this. See, that's discrimination against the American people that this is going on. And it's so late in the game that they brought in these tens of millions of illegal aliens. It's so late in the game that they have turned them against America and brainwashed them and kept it quiet from the American people. And I just want to thank my Hispanic friends who warned me about this. First time I ever heard about it, because, you know, I'm a little yuppie kid who's been taught white guilt and everything, and then I'm evil. Everyone else is good. I mean, I wasn't really taught that by my parents, but by school and stuff. And I visit my cousin in San Antonio, which is almost, you know, completely Hispanic in the area he lived in. And of course, they were all veterans kids and, you know, middle class, and they would just warn me. They'd say, you know, the people from Mexico coming in now, they don't like America. Do you know about this? And I thought it was like some test to see if I was a racist. And they go, no, man, we don't care about all that. We want you to know the reality. You know, we see through all that race control in the media. So I actually learned about this from Hispanic Americans in San Antonio when I was in high school. Okay, and then I learned about it from people that speak Spanish at these rallies. They'd say, you know what that shirt means? That means they want to kill you. And I'd say, excuse me? And then I'd go look it up and find out it was true. So, again, that's the big secret that nobody's supposed to talk about, that nobody's supposed to discuss. And I've had enough of it. And the media always phrases it like, oh. And I'm going to Ernie and Mike and Philip and Don. I apologize. I'm going to go to you in the next segment, and our guest is coming on. I just hate even having to talk about this because I know how it's twisted. I know how it's distorted. But the truth's the truth, and I'm just going to tell it, and that's the end of it. The government stages 9/11. I tell the truth. The government's putting poison in our water and poison in our vaccines. I tell the truth. GMO foods designed to sterilize us. I tell the truth. The government's getting ready to launch new wars. I tell the truth. The government blows up Oklahoma City. I tell the truth. The Ku Klux Klan and Aryan Nations in almost every case and Hal Turner run by the feds. I tell the truth. Again, to get everyone at each other's throats. They go into conservative groups and try to radicalize them so that the conservative message is not palatable to blacks and Hispanics and others when it's all of us together against the New World Order. And so if you're for the Republic, for freedom, for the free market, for property rights, for the Second Amendment, for family, and for sovereignty, I don't care what color you are, I'm your brother. But if you're working for offshore banks to be brought in here to bring down my nation, you are my enemy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.